This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said on Sunday it had withdrawn more soldiers from southern Gaza, leaving just one brigade. The military spokesperson did not give details on reasons for withdrawing soldiers or numbers involved, but Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said the troops will be preparing for future operations in Gaza. International pressure is building against Israel concerning the humanitarian toll of its war against Hamas in Palestinian territories. Just last week, the Israeli Defense Forces destroyed an aid convoy from the World Central Kitchen, despite the group having coordinated its movements with the Israeli military. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
The charity's founder, Chef Jose Andres, suspended aid operations in Gaza, calling for the Israeli military to do more to safeguard civilians in an active war zone. World Central Kitchen and Israel's strategic allies called for an immediate and independent investigation into the strike. Israel dismissed two officers in connection with the incident. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the strike tragic, but he remained steadfast in ignoring international calls for a humanitarian ceasefire until Hamas releases all hostages held. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said the world must finally hear the pain inflicted on Kharkiv and other cities by Russian attacks in his nightly video address. Zelensky said it's quite obvious that our existing air defense capabilities in Ukraine are not sufficient. This is VOA News.